It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. A Pennsylvania grand jury this week identified over 300 priests and over 1,000 victims of child sexual abuse. Officials said there could be more, maybe even thousands more. The abuse spanned over a 70-year period. Officials warn that this is rampant and maybe not limited to Philadelphia. Most of the crimes, though, are beyond the statute of limitations. Catholics, we want to hear from you. What's your reaction to the release of this report? Do you find yourself calling your own faith into question when you hear these kinds of stories? 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Jack Jenkins is a national reporter for the Religion News Service based in Washington, and he joins us to talk about this today. Jack, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this is one of the broadest inquiries into church sex abuse in history. How did they come to this?
Well, it looks like they, it was grand jury investigation with 23 different people, on the actual investigation. And then in addition to that, the prosecutors were deeply involved in helping discover evidence. And that involves actually pulling documents from what apparently church officials refer to as secret archives that were in their own, owned by the church. They're apparently sitting near the bishop. And pulling from that, they were able to pull these basically 300-plus names of priests who are accused of, sexual misconduct against minors, against children, over the course of, 70-odd years. And, as a result, these six different dioceses now have this collection of allegations, spanning these decades of horrific accounts by not only priests abusing children, but also of church officials shielding those priests, allegedly, from accountability.
So this isn't anything new from what we learned in Boston. Did the church not stop what it was doing after allegations came out in Boston and Ireland and other places? Or is this uncovering of old evidence?
I mean, at some level, this is uncovering of old evidence. I mean, one of the things that the Attorney General in Pennsylvania, when they released the report, said was that almost all of those who are named in the report, the allegations are beyond the statute of limitations in the state. Now, they are also proposing changing that statute of limitations, but a lot of these are older allegations. That having been said, a couple of priests are actively being charged in the state of Pennsylvania right now, and one of them pled guilty as of a month or so ago. So in many ways, this document serves as an accountability piece, right? It shows what happened, and for victims of abuse, that's really important, just the recognition that it occurred. But also, it sets in motion, if the Attorney General and the grand jury and these victims, get what they want, they'll be able to have some new laws in place, some alterations of policy that'll be able to prevent these sorts of things happening in the future.
We've got Joe from Waukesha. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hi. There's an adage in the Catholic Church, the church is not a democracy, and they mean that. They're serious about it. And it hasn't never been a democracy. But the rejoinder to that is the problem. In other words, the difficulty that Catholics face in every diocese in the world is that when a bishop dies or retires or whatever, they will have nothing whatsoever to do with the reappointment of whoever follows the person. Only Rome, only the Vatican. And so it's just as crazy as if, Wisconsin's looking for a new governor. And Washington rings up Madison and said, okay, we've got the guy, we're sending him out. And until this ends, and until, in other words, real democracy, takes place in the Catholic Church, where each local diocese decides who their next bishop's going to be, and they have a term of office, they're not there for life, no more than maybe, 10 years maximum, as we would expect, obviously, in a democratic system. And the Vatican gets out of it. The Pope gets out of the whole business totally. Has nothing whatsoever to do, with the international diocese in the Catholic Church. Until that happens, that nothing's going to change, because the system is so set up now and has been for hundreds of years. And the people who are appointed are all kind of toadies for Rome.
Okay, so I'm gonna take this back. What do you say to this, Jack?
I mean, I think there is one of the things that people talk about when they talk about the sexual abuse scandal in the church is that, and one of the things that's equally important about this report is that it's not just that these abuses occur, you know, that these apparently 300-odd priests are accused of abusing children. It's that there's a broader system that protects them, that, you know, for years we would reassign predator priests so they wouldn't have to face accountability in the way that we would traditionally understand. And that's a larger systemic problem. And I think that one of the interesting things about seeing this grand jury report, and the reason we're all referencing the Boston Spotlight investigation from the early 2000s, is that this has been slow moving in a lot of ways. I mean,
right.
Spotlight was in the early 2000s, but then you know, different countries started wrestling with it. Ireland started wrestling with it. And now you're seeing stuff in Chile where bishops are offering to resign en masse, and the Pope is even accepting some of those resignations. And so I think, like anything in the church, it takes time to change, just given how large it is. You know, a billion people identify as Catholic around the planet. But, you know, this accountability system, you know, building new mechanisms within the church and changing the church is happening. It just appears to take a long time and require a lot of hard conversations and reports like
this. So I got to ask this. I asked it in the introduction. Why are there so many pedophile priests? Why does the Catholic Church have this problem that a lot of other churches don't necessarily have? Or is it just hidden in other churches?
Well, there's a few different schools of thought about that. In past reporting, I've actually had people tell me that, you know, child abuse, child sexual abuse is actually also rampant among Protestant traditions. But it is also less discussed, and it kind of comes out in ad hoc reports as opposed to a systemic report like you see in the Catholic Church. There are also those that argue that because the Catholic Church provided this sort of system of protection, right, this ability to keep a priest from accountability if they had if they committed these sorts of awful crimes, they, you know, that would attract a predator. Right, so that it becomes a place where a predator would want to participate, where they would want to become a priest because they know that they could continue to enact these sorts of awful things and not face public accountability for it. So I think it's a little complicated. I mean, one of the things I was speaking to an attorney general's office just this past week, you know, I had people tell me that just in general, child sexual abuse is way more widespread than society would like to admit.
Yeah.
But I do think there's something, and a lot of, commentators have said this, to the fact that the church created a system that would shield predators from accountability.
So what needs to change?
Well, it kind of depends. It works in different ways, right? So the Attorney General, I mean, the grand jury's report actually recommended multiple different policy changes in the state of Pennsylvania. So, you know, getting rid of the statute of limitations for some of these cases, allowing for victims to be able to sue for civil damages past the age of 30. Right now, if they, you know, if they cross 30, they're not allowed to sue for damages in a civil court, and, you know, and other sorts of similar policy and law alterations. And those are on the civil side. The other side's within the church, and the church has instituted a lot of reforms as a result of the Spotlight investigation, and we are starting to see accountability of bishops and higher level officials for the first time in the last couple of years and the last few years. But I think, you know, for the church it's more complicated, and I think your caller's question is apt in that, you know, what about these systems that are set up by the church?
And we're going to have to leave it at that, Jack. Jack Jenkins is with the Religion News Service. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Coming up next, we're going to look at how to make the most out of college. It's The Morning Show.